Hi, Megan.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going. We're here. I'm delirious because we're doing the album promo, but I'm awake and I'm here and I'm honored to be on your show. Congrats on your show and thanks for having me here. I love your TikToks.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm so happy you're here. You're one of the most like real artists, you know, when it comes to just your music and what you show people. Like, I'm a huge fan of your TikToks and everything. And
oh, so you've seen my love for Miralax and my double toilets.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
That's as real as it gets.
Yes.
I wanted to ask you first and foremost, too, Megan, when I was doing all the research, your name, is it hard to find, like, mementos and stuff with your name?
Yes.
You know, like Meghan?
Meghan. Yeah.
You know, like, growing up, or was it tough?
Megan Fox was smart. You know, she kept it simple, M-E-G-A-N. But mine's a bit tricky.
I always felt bad, because you know when you go to, like, those gift shops and, like, they always have like a million keychains with all the names and stuff.
Yes, they never
find your name.
Mine. Yeah.
I wanted to let you know I made you a keychain.
Shut up.
I was like, I made you a custom Megan one.
I made keychains.
Because they
this
won't find your name
so
anywhere.
Much to me.
That is for you.
Did you sign it yourself?
Yeah, I made it. And TikTok sent me that. So I know you're obviously on TikTok. So it's full circle.
Did that your girlfriend make this?
No, I shamefully actually made that myself. So
this is stunning.
It's not as hard as you think.
This looks like it's for a motel, you know? Like
well, maybe it was. It was for the TikTok hotel. But I think you could tell it's from me because, I mean, it's not that crazy. The cursive, I didn't write that. Those are stickers, to be fair.
Oh, wow.
But
it's stunning. Thank
came
you.
Came from the heart.
I'm going to keep this forever.
I'm so glad. Please put your keys on it to your
bring
house
you
whatever
anything.
You think.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. Well, no, it's okay. I'm going to come to Barnes & Noble. So I wasn't expecting that.
You're going to Barnes & Noble?
Yeah, I got to get Frog and Toad signed, my favorite book. For Megan Trainor.
Okay. I can do that for you.
Absolutely. And, you know, obviously people are coming for it, taking it back. Album's officially here.
Yes.
How does it feel?
Like I gave birth.
Wow.
Wow.
That can't be good.
Because my first kid was a C-section, so I don't know what pushing feels like. But this
feels
push. Like I've been pushing.
You have been. You've been pushing the album, pushing the songs, and doing
and
well.
Like, luckily, thanks to TikTok, people are like, wow, it's really doing something. You know, they're like, your rollout plan's great. I'm like, nah, my TikTok's great.
Yeah.
All thanks to my best buddy, Chris Olsen.
Oh my gosh. What a guy. I love it. So how did you and Chris really hit it off and meet? Because
I was born and raised on Nantucket Island, and he would summer there as a little rich kid.
Oh, wow, childhood friends on the horse ranch playing polo.
But then we reconnected through TikTok.
Sure
I
did.
I'm a huge fan, and I...
You were the first, like, famous person to follow me.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah, and I DM'd her. I DM'd her, and she didn't respond.
Oh, embarrassing.
But then, like, a year later, I posted on my Instagram story that I was thinking about you, and that started everything.
Yeah, and then I was like, but I'm in love with you. I sent it to all my managers. I was like, he knows who I am. Literally,
we're
and we
love.
Have the same birthday. So.
I love that you're a fan of actual, like, you know, creators and stuff. That's
oh
so
my
fun.
God. Super fan, yeah.
I'm waiting for Anna to walk down the street. We'll just rip
Literally.
Her in here.
So that's why I love
bringing
you
everybody
and your
in
girlfriend.
This.
I
Absolutely.
And she did a video to my song, Do I Look Easy?
Yeah, we're obsessed with the dance.
My phone was broken because everyone was texting me, look at Anna Day, look at.
Wow.
I was like, oh my God.
That's amazing. Well, I learned the dance too, so we'll maybe show you after. It's not good, but I mean,
she did the
I know
dance
it.
Too.
It's all like
she did multiple songs for me. I love her.
Yeah. Was the best. Well, I'm so glad that TikTok is bringing us all together in this moment. On TikTok and just in general, people listening to the song, you know, made you look. It's people are saying it like scratches that part of the brain, whatever that means. It's like scratching the right part, you know?
Yeah, like a
is
dog.
That like, and you're a songwriter. You were, you know, I mean, to start a songwriter. So like, what does that mean? Like, why do you think it's just clicking so well for everyone?
He Googled me.
Stop it.
My main focus in life is to make catchy, catchy music, you know, stuff that haunts you at night. I have a lot of fathers that come up to me and be like, I can't get your songs out of my head. And I'm like, that's perfect. That's what I want.
The demographic.
I want it to haunt, I want it to haunt you and stick with you forever. I want it to be edible and delicious and easy to digest, you know. When you hear a song, I want you to be able to sing that chorus. And I think the best part of this song, I wrote it in the shower. I went to Harry Styles last night with my best buddy here. And one girl in the crowd looked up at me and was like, Megan! Louis Vuitton. And I was like, that's right. You remember something. Something stayed with you forever. And that's, as a songwriter, what I try to do in every song.
Took you just in the shower. One shower shesh?
One shower shesh.
Couple sheshes?
Yeah. I was dancing and I wrote the chorus and the whole theory of, like, my therapist wants me to look at myself naked more, and that's hard to do, you know, after having a baby.
Oh, yeah.
But I wanted to write what my husband explains to me. Like, I'll feel my grungiest and my ugliest, and he'll be like, you are so beautiful. And I wanted to put that in a song and believe it. So I was like, I could wear the fancy clothes that they put me in as a pop star. But when I have nothing on, my husband still looks and is like, damn, girl, you know. So yeah, that's made you look.
Shout out to Daryl.
I love you.
We have so much like mutual respect for each other's partners. It's so amazing. Like, you know what I mean? We're like, we love everybody here.
Right?
Did you write that song faster than All About That Bass?
I wrote
like 45 minutes to write that one.
Pretty fast. I wrote that one. I wrote the chorus in the shower, and then I went to the gym with my brother and was like, yo, is this trash or is this great? And he was like, that's fire. And then I had my session that day, and I wrote with Sean Douglas, Michael Keaton's son.
Wow.
Batman's son.
Yeah.
And we were eating lunch, and we were laughing, writing these lines like, call up your chiropractor just in case your neck break. Like, we were just like, let's make it so funny and make it the most confident song ever.
Yeah. And how about that music video?
That music
was so
video
much fun to make.
Was so miserable.
So
to
many
make.
Familiar faces. It was like the Avengers. Brutal. We just called up, like, let's go through TikTok
literally
and see who we can pull.
Everything was going wrong. I think that's why it's doing so well.
Okay.
It was the hottest day in Los Angeles, right. And we were at this big house that we rented that had no air conditioning for some reason. Chris showed up, tested positive for COVID, had to leave immediately. And I was like, well, he was supposed to be in the video. But luckily, it was so miserable that I begged the label to let me do a reshoot and get an extra look. And that's what the dance shot in at the end is. And because of that reshoot day, we filmed it in this amazing place that I realized was where I shot All About That Bass. So wow. I was like, this is destiny. Mm-hmm. And then Chris was allowed to be a part of the video because he didn't have COVID at that point. And
wow.
Now the music video is everything I could ever dream of.
Crazy. Full
yeah.
circle moment again.
Yep.
I love it. That looks so fun, though. I mean, what a fun time. Just get all your friends together and make a video
on
your song.
Fun. I owe my friends everything. I send them gifts, but it's not enough.
Make them keychains. There you go.
Then make them keychains.
Put their names on.
Hotel keychains.
Another amazing song on the album is, you know, Superwoman.
You listened.
Of course. I mean, wow. I love my mom. I'm a mama's boy.
Superwoman. That's why you're so nice and polite.
Well, yeah,
I want
try.
My kid to be a mama's boy.
Yeah, he won't be.
Superwoman, yeah. It was about mom guilt, and I wrote it with Dan Wilson, who wrote Someone Like You by Adele.
Oh, wow.
So I went in and was like, you're my ballad guy. He was like, yes.
Of course.
And we were just chatting for like 2 hours. He wanted to get to know me. I was like, well, honestly, I keep getting interviewed, and they're like, wow, you're like a superwoman. You're so confident and happy and successful. What's it like? And I was like, gee, on my end, it seems like I'm been crying a lot, you know? And I was like, I feel like I'm Superwoman that had a bad day. Like it was raining or she didn't get the criminal that day, you know? Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to write that in a song. And we nailed it. And it's Superwoman. And I hope all mamas and mamas-to-be hear it and know that they're not alone.
Of course. Shout out to our moms.
Of course. Moms.
Mom life going well? Like you finding your groove? You're loving it?
Oh, yeah. I love it. I do have mom guilt from working so much, but I do have an amazing job where I'll have a lot of freedom and time off, and I get to like bring my kid everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I see that little guy everywhere. He's
just
like your little backpack.
Australia.
Really?
He'll never remember it, but it was...
Did you get on the plane?
He loves the plane. Mm-hmm. We were so nervous. He did 13 flights in 1 month.
Wow.
And he loved every single one.
He's got, like, he's medallion status already.
Yeah. Oh, my God. He's got the whatever it's
frequent
called.
Frequent flyer
points.
Yeah. Getting into all the clubs.
Yeah. He's got clubs. But it's so nice to know now that if they're like, go to New York, I'm like, oh, piece of cake. It's not a 15-hour flight to Australia, you know?
Yeah. It's easy peasy.
Yeah.
What's the plan for Halloween? What are you doing?
I'm in a mom group with a bunch of friends, and we were thinking of dressing all the kids up in different animal costumes, mm-hmm. and we were going to be the zookeepers that, like, you know.
Oh, and the kids of the animals?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I love that.
Right? Riley's going to be a lion.
Riley the lion.
Riley the lion, because all he knows how to say is, when we're like, what's a lion say? He whispers it. It's cute.
I saw it was so fun that you got to release the album with all your friends. I mean, Taylor dropped Midnights, of course, on Friday, too.
All my friends. I was like, who?
Oh, well, you know.
I wish I was friends with them. Yeah. I'm big fans of Taylor Swift and Carly Rae Jepsen. So, sharing a day with them was so special. Mm-hmm. I told Taylor in person, I was like, I'm sorry, I picked your day. It was a surprise.
Yeah.
And she was like, it's literally fine. I was like, okay, cool. I think it was just the best for all of us because everyone was stoked. Mm-hmm. Everyone was like, yay, women, girly pop stars. Like, yay, a place for us to go. That was the day everyone was looking up music and
right.
we were just a part of it. So it was awesome.
Price the ass didn't crap. The app didn't crap.
The app didn't crap.
So sorry.
You found it.
Too much girl power. Yeah. Do you have a favorite song? Do you get to listen to the album at all for Midnights? Do you have a favorite from it?
Oh, for Midnights. Well, yeah. I just watched the music video over and over again.
Oh, right.
Yeah, the lead single.
What do you think Taylor's favorite song from your album would be?
For my album?
Yeah.
Probably Superwoman.
Superwoman, of course.
It gives that Dolly Parton songwriter, singer-songwriter vibes.
Mm-hmm.
I hope she listens to it.
Do you ever miss doing just the songwriter gig? Like just those days where you were doing, you know, writing, or you doing everything you dreamed of and living it?
It's tough, man, because when I was signed as a songwriter and I was out here like 18 years old trying to write for people knowing like I wouldn't get a cut. So I didn't have much success. Mm-hmm. And the same few months that I was like talking about getting a record deal is when I slowly started getting success in the songwriting world. Like I got a Rascal Flatts number one and Fifth Harmony Sledgehammer single, and it was all happening all at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I sometimes think about it. Like, what if I was just like going in that songwriting world? Like, would I have been like a super crazy successful songwriter, or
yeah,
would I have just been hustling? And I just love being out. I've always had that fire of like watching performers and going, oh, I should be up there. You know, like I should be up there singing my songs.
I could see you being a Ryan Tedder, you know, and just writing a million hits, but you're still doing your thing.
My dream, too, is to keep writing for others.
Absolutely. Amazing. Well, I'm so excited to see what's next for you. What is next? What's on the
skidge? I want to write a book about pregnancy.
Yeah.
And what happened, and like just real raw and honest, like as if I'm your bestie if you want to have a baby someday or if your partner's having a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be a TV star someday. I want to be on sitcoms. I want to be in movies, rom-coms, write the music for it. Star with my best buddy Chris Alston,
mm-hmm.
rom-com, Us Lovers.
Oh yeah, that'd be all
right. And then I want a tour eventually, probably, mm-hmm. right? And then I want three more babies.
That's it. That's detailed too. You got it down.
I have a schedule.
How many kids would you want?
Four.
Okay.
Easy.
That's a good number,
right?
At least two.
I was
would be
one
best
of three, and it was always like two against one.
Read the middle.
Yeah.
Ah, same.
Two boys, man.
It's tough. Always wanting the attention. Here we are.
And then when I would get picked on, I would be crying the loudest. And my mom's like, well, now you're in trouble because you're causing a scene. So, yes, I'm going to have my kids have their own little buddy.
That's it. It works out well.
How many kids do you want?
Oh, man, that's tough. That's far away. I feel like I'm not in that mind space yet. But I was of three. I didn't mind that. But you're right. I think four. Like,
I think four is better.
If you're doing well, might as well, you know, just pump them out.
Yeah.
If you can.
I'm going to try.
Yeah. We're gonna try
right now.
Well,
yeah, I'm gonna
catch your book when it comes out, Barnes and Noble, eventually.
Yes, I'm gonna do a book signing there.
Absolutely, taking it back, stream it, play it on the radio. Can't wait to play your songs. Thank coming you. Up soon. And congrats on everything.
Thank you so much for letting me be here. Congrats on your new life.
My new life. Great. I have an alias. This is all. I was a criminal before.
Yes.
Thank you, Megan.